AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The House has approved legislation tightening controls on travel to the U.S. and requiring visas for anyone who's been in Iraq or Syria in the previous 5 years. Before the vote, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said one statistic underscores the need to update the visa waiver program.
You have more than 5,000 individuals that have Western passports in this program that have gone to Iraq or Syria in the last 5 years.
The legislation is supported by the White House and may end up attached to a sweeping year-end spending bill that is now being finalized on Capitol Hill. In the meantime, Donald Trump's proposal to ban all Muslims from the U.S. until the country's leadership figures out what's going on with terrorism has ignited a firestorm on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest calls Trump's idea toxic and grotesque, and he says it's counter to the Constitution a president must defend.
The first thing a president does when he or she takes the oath of office is to swear an oath.
And he says it's disqualifying, not just for Trump, but for any rival too scared of the GOP base to renounce him. But the spokesman adds this is what Trump's campaign is all about.
From the vacuous sloganeering to the outright lies to even the fake hair.
Earnest says the danger for Republicans is that what he calls this carnival barker routine drags their party into the dustbin of history. Mark Smith at the White House.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan say Trump's proposal goes against everything America stands for.
That would be completely inconsistent with American values.
Freedom of religion is a fundamental constitutional principle. It's a founding principle of this country.
Trump insists his plan is necessary to prevent terrorism. This is AP Radio News. An impromptu Central Park sing-along today marked the 35th anniversary of the murder of former Beatle John Lennon in New York City.
About 100 people gathered in Central Park across the street from where Lennon lived and died. But increasingly, the crowd assaulted with those too young to know him as a living figure, meaning the kids whose parents constantly told them to turn down that noise pass the music on to their own kids, like 27-year-old Elizabeth Wagner.
This is what I grew up listening to. This is what I grew up listening, you know, singing in the car and, you know, going on road trips and listening to every single Beatles album.
The next Beatle would have turned 75 in October. Warren Levinson, New York.
Promotional drink cups emblazoned with the logo of the rival Green Bay Packers were mistakenly shipped to a McDonald's in the Twin Cities suburbs. Fans of the Vikings didn't appreciate the McMixup. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.